15-1 on Sunday. Okay? All right, let's begin. We left off yesterday on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara here says Beferish, the marker for Cheskes Shalosh Shanim. And the Gemara says, Ela Marava, Shasa Kamaisa Mizdair, Inish Bishtari. The first year a person is careful about a star. Tarte Vitlas Mizdahare, 2 or 3 years he's careful about it. Tfei Lo. More than that, Tfei Lo Mizdair. More than that, he is not careful about it at all. So I want to begin with the Rashba. The Rashba has a formulation where he states as follows. The Rashba writes that we are concerned that the fellow is a charlatan, the squatter. The masik is a squatter, is a charlatan, meaning to say that he knows, the psychology being, that a squatter will not hold on to his star more than 3 years. And therefore, since he knows the man will not hold on to his star for more than 3 years, he will what? He will wait for 3 years to elapse, and then he will issue his what? His complaint. And therefore, when he issues his complaint, it is in a scenario where the fellow will not be able to prove his purchase. And therefore, we assume that the Marakama is a faker. That's the Lashon of the Rashba. I want you to get that formulation. And even according to the Rashba, let us assume that it is a Din D'oraisa. Any Rishon that does not say Tiknu Chachamim, we can assume that he's a Din D'oraisa. The Rashba's Lashon is as follows. The Rashba says, very interestingly, he says, Ela Marava Klosa Shnin Mizdar Inish Bishtari Tfeilo Mizdahir Klomar Dize Yodea Ditfeilo Mizdahir Kilo Micha Toch Shlosha Michsi Kema'arim. What does Kema'arim mean? Like he's a tricker, Lishtok Achi Yovad Zero Yosef. He's going to wait to be silent till the 3 years lapse. Then he will what? He will project his complaint. And therefore, he'll be able to what? He'll be able to get the squatter. Well, we know that he's a faker. And therefore, we cannot, in a sense, penalize the squatter that he should have to keep a star around all the time. And therefore, since we do not penalize the squatter to keep the star around all the time, up till 3 years he has to keep it, and that's it. And that's how the Rashba views this concept of Cheskes Shalosh Shanim. So this is the pshat in the Rashba. Okay. So we had yesterday the Rosh that said it was a Takanas Chachamim, the Ksos and the Ramam that said it was a Takanas Chachamim. We had the Rabban and the Yesh Beforshim that said it was a result of his Shtika, that the Rabban says he did not claim that he was the owner. The Yesh Beforshim saying that what? That he did not make a protest that whoever's on the land get off it. Those, the Rabban and Yesh Beforshim, hold that it's a Din D'oraisa. Okay. Let's see Vayter now in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye El Miat, if that's the case, Macha Shelo Befonav Lo Tihav Yamacha, Macha Shelo Befonav should not be Yamacha, De Amar Le Imachisa, what does the box say? Imachisa Banfoy, Have Mizdarna Bishtare. He says to him, The squatter says to the Marakama, if you would have protested in my face, I would have been more careful of my star. Since you didn't protest in my face, it shouldn't be a good macha. And we know that's not true. We know it is a good macha. Macha shalom afanet is a good macha. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is, De Omer le, Chavrcha, Chavrcha islay. The Chavrcha, Chavra islay. There's a network of people that discuss it. It's going to be passed from the Marakama, eventually given over to the ears of who? To the ears of the actual what? The actual machzik. Okay? Now, what's bizarre with this Gemara? What is bizarre with this Gemara? Of macha shalom afon elohavya macha and the concept of what? Chavr to chavr cha islay. What's bizarre with it? Someone tell me. What's bizarre with this Gemara? Did we have this topic already? We had this topic already in Chaf Chesim Beis. Chavrcha, Chavrcha Islay. What's the Gemara doing here? What's the Gemara doing here by asking this kasha? What's the Gemara doing here by asking this kasha, macha shalom b'fanav, havya macha, and if Morris is chavachas, like it didn't know it already? Who asked this kasha? The Ritva asked this kasha. The Ritva right here asked this kasha. He says, I don't understand. This is all one flow of the sugya. The Gemara asks, macha shalom b'fanav, havya macha, and all of a sudden the Gemara says chavachas, we already know this. The Ritva is in Dibra Maskil, Amale Abaye. It's a very, very wonderful kasha. The Ritva's kasha. So I want you to get the teretz of the what? Of the Ritva. It's a very, very interesting answer. The Ritva says, of course we knew this concept. Of course we knew this concept, says the Ritva. But there's a big difference. And the difference runs as follows. Says the Ritva says pshat like this. The Ritva says that the kasha, the Gemara, and Chavtes HaMaraf was asked by who? Abaye. Who was it asked on a Chavtes HaMaraf by who? Rav Avira. Correct. These are two kashas. Right? Are these the same kashas? So the Ritva says as follows. There's a very big difference. What did our Gemara say in the Lashon of Abaye? What did it say in Abaye? Imachisa ban poi. Did it say Iyadana? If I would have known, I would have been more careful. Does our Gemara say Iyadana? Yes or no? No. What does it say? It says Imachisa bape havim izdarna bishtare. I would have been more careful. What does that imply? That implies, of course, he knew that there was a what? A protest. Of course, he knew that there was a protest. He heard that there was a protest. Of course, he knew that there was a protest. But you know what he thought it was? He thought it was just lahaknit. The Ritva says he thought the guy was just protesting just to give him tzuris, to give him problems. Lahaknit. You know what lahaknit means? To anger. He really wasn't coming to say, I'm the real owner. So the Ritva says, of course he knew about it. And the Gemara says, of course we knew Chavacha Islay. And we should what? The Gemara says, there's no makum to this taina. Chavacha Chav Islay. Meaning the Gemara is not mechadish the svar of Chavacha Islay. We already knew it. But what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Is that we assume not only that what? Not only do we assume that this macha is a good macha, but we should treat it like it's ra'ui lahazer b'riyosav. It's a real one. It's a real macha. It's a real macha. What did the context over here on Chav Chasim and Beis refer to? The macha. To stop the what? What was the macha over there that Rashi and Tosa said? Whether he would hear it or not. Whether it would be a kol or there would not be a kol. So in other words, the kash of a bias, even though the guy heard about it, but I would think it's not a macha, because I would think that one, he's just doing it to anger the person. The mishumachi lochash l'macha lishmor shtarosov. Came into Sabah like Nisobama Macha. Why did you come in front of me in protest? Must be you're just trying to do it to anger me. You're just trying to do it to anger me. The Gemara says, no, Chavra Chavra Islay is a good enough Macha to say what? It's a good enough Macha to say not only what? I'm not just doing it to anger you, to say that what? That it's not yours. I'm telling you better be careful with your star. So that's what the Gemara, that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, pshat, of course the Gemara knows chavra islay. But in the usage on Chav Chesem et Beis, it was just regarding the comparison to what? Shura Mu'ud. It was just regarding the comparison to Shura Mu'ud. Here, Lamaisa, it's to tell me not just what? Not just that he's saying, he's trying to bother him. He's trying to say, you be careful with your staros. That's the pshat lemaisa. Kaven de lo miche befonov yesh lemachish liton shimachi lo chash lemachalish mor starosov. Kaven de sorer lak nito ma'am amacha. No, the Gemara certainly knew the pshat of chavracha islay by us. But the Gemara is adding on to it. And it's saying that what? Not only what is a machash lo befonov. A what? A good enough macha. Because we assume the coal transported. Right? Not only is it a good enough macha, but it's not just lahaknito. What is it to do? It is to say lishmor v'od. It's to lishmor shtarosov. Lishmor shtarosov. It's to guard what? You better guard your star. And therefore, macha shalom b'fonav macha does both. And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. It's not the Gemara is repeating the kasha. It's not the shot the Gemara is repeating the kasha. The kasha here is, even though the guy heard about it, I would think it's not a good macha, because he could say he's just trying to what? He's just trying to anger me. because he didn't come in front of me. He's just trying to give me tzuris. If he really wanted to say it was his land, he should have come in front of me. He didn't come in front of me. So it must be, I don't really have to guard my stars. The Gemara says here, no, you better guard your stars. Machashalo b'funav, we'll say it, machashalo b'funav is mamish, machashalo b'funav is mamish, is a good macha, macha good. And it's a macha that does both. It just doesn't anger the fellow to say, oh, that's my piece of land. If it's not my piece of land, couldn't you have the decency to come in front of me yourself? So why should I guard my star? No. The network is so strong, it's so powerful enough to say, guard your star. So that's why it's not the same kasha. And do you recall which Tosfos did we already say? Which Tosfos did we already say Machash Alo B'Fanav could be asked, even though it has nothing to do with Shorah Mu'ud? What was the Gemara's function over there in Chafkasim Beis? To draw a distinction between Shorah Mu'ud and what? And Machash Alo B'Fanav, right? Do you have to be in front of the guy? Do you not have to be in front of the guy? Shorah Mu'ud, you have to be in front of the guy. Machash Alo B'Fanav, you shouldn't have to be in front of the guy. What did Tosfos say in Chafkasim Beis, Yirmasko Elamiata? That the Gemara could have asked this kasha, even without a comparison to Shorah Mu'ud. Which Gemara was he referencing to? Our Gemara. Remember that Tosfos here? And Chafkasim Beis, below Shorah Mu'ud, have a matzah lemifrach, the lotei macha, Tosfos on Chafkasim Beis, even without Shorah Mu'ud, you could ask a kasha, shalotei macha, that it shouldn't be a macha, kidapar chalibi de rabbanu, who's alibi de rabbanu? That's our Gemara. Our Gemara has lost the comparison to Shorah Mu'ud. So you see from Tosfos that Tosfos also holds of this pshat, like the Ritva that we're suggesting, that in fact what this is considered to be what? It's not a repetition. Of course the Gemara knew it already, but we're adding a new point to this concept of chavr chachavr islay. The Tosfos could be in fact saying the same thing as the Ritva. That's in fact that's what we're saying. So don't tell me the Gemara's repeating the kasha. He knew about it. The Machzik knew about it. But the Machzik didn't know that he had to watch a star. He thought he's just doing it to anger him to say, aha, aha, that's really my land. It's not your land. No. This concept of Chashal B'Fanav tells me that not only must you get off my property, you better make sure you watch your star to make sure that you can prove that you own it. So that's why it's not a repetition, Bichlal Tar Gamar. Okay. Fine. Now let's see the Tosis inside, Elamiata, the second Tosis. Elamiata Machashalo B'Fanav Chule. Let's see the Tosis inside Elamiata. Shmuel, go ahead. Read the Tosis Elamiata. Elamiata. Go ahead. We're talking about they're living in one city. Go ahead. How could the Gemara ask? Delo what? Right, how could the Gemara ask that it shouldn't be a macha and therefore it'll be a good chazaka? Adarabba, on the contrary. Go ahead. Since he could not, you're not affording the opportunity to protest, then it shouldn't even be a what? It shouldn't be a chazaka. Go ahead, Daha. Because we never obligate a guy to go to a different city if it's Yehud and Galil and they're fighting, there's a war. Lifnei what? V'limcho. Right, so what is Tosa set up saying here? Are we talking about two cities or one city? Tosa says one city. What did Tosa say earlier on Chafkasim and Beis? When he asked that, when he was Masba that Kasha. What did Tosfos say we're talking about? Two cities. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, that's an interesting point as well to point out the difference between the two Kashas of the Gemara. Earlier in Chafkasim Beis, if you remember, Tosfos said we're talking about two cities. Here Tosfos says we're talking about one city. What I want you to get is as follows. The din is as follows. When you talk about Yehud and Galil, when they're fighting and there's a war, then there's no communication. There's no network. So therefore, he's not afforded the opportunity of a macha. Therefore, you can never get a chazaka. If you live, though, in a town or two provinces, could be 50 provinces, where there's a network, then macha shalo b'fanav is a good macha, and therefore what? It will cancel the chazaka, and if you don't make a macha, the chazaka will be a good chazaka. That's what Tosfos is saying in this Tosfos. Okay?
Separate towns?
What'd you say?
Even in separate towns,
as long as people are traveling, that's fine.
I thought we learned that.
Yeah, but that was when he said it was Yehuda v'Galil. That's what Tosfos says, Kedemucha k'laman. Kedemucha k'laman means in the case of Yehuda v'Galil. When there's Yehuda v'Galil, when there's a fight, then in fact there's no affording the opportunity for him to protest. Therefore, his squatting on the land is considered to be what? Not a chazaka. You got to keep your star forever. But if you're in one city, or it could be one province, and there's a network, or it could be three provinces, as long as there's a network of communication, he's afforded the opportunity of a machah. If he's afforded the opportunity of a machah, then in fact, he better make the machah. If he doesn't make the machah, it's a good chazaka. So I just want you to point out that our Tosfos on Chaf Ches and Beis learned the Kashna Gemara was what? That since what? Since you cannot make the machah because it was Yehuda v'Galil, right? Therefore, what, Shmuel? It could not be a what? Chazaka. Here, everyone agrees. What's the focal point of the Gemara? Again, Nachamo. On Chaf Ches and Beis, remember we had a machlokes Rashi tells us how to learn the Kasha? Rashi's focused on what? That it shouldn't be a machah. What did Tosfos say? That since he's not afforded the opportunity to be moicha, therefore it's not a good what? Chazaka. Everyone's going to agree here. The focal point of the kasha is what? Is machah mamish. Everyone agrees here. The focal point of the kasha is the machah mamish. And that's why Tosfos is maskim here. That fits exactly what we're saying. That's why Tosfos is maskim here. We're dealing with one city. That's exactly what Rashi said over there on Chaf Chasim and Beis. We're dealing with one city, and therefore he was maskim with the Gemara talking about machah. So I'm just saying it fits in very nicely. You follow me, Alan? Because Rashi over there said it's talking about machah. Rashi's talking about one city. Here everyone says it's talking about machah. That's why Tosfos switches and says we're talking about what? One city here. Where he's afforded the possibility of what? Having the network. Therefore, you better make a machah. That's what the pshat is, what? In the Tosfos here. So it fits out, fits quite well in this pshat in Tosfos. Okay? If you put the two Tosfos in together. But I don't want you to say that the Gemara is repeating the kasha. It's not true. We're not going to repeat the kasha. That's where we're adding a new level to Chavra Chachavra Islay. That's what the Ritva, and that's what Tosfos here on the bottom, that's what that same Tosfos on the bottom that Tosfos was hinting to. It wasn't just to say, Mu'ud, you need to be befun of. Machashalo befun of, you're not, you don't have to be befun of. Right? It was just Lahaknit Obama just to say, to anger him, to say it's my property. No. Machashalo befun of is such a good machah that you have to tell the guy you have to be careful with his shtaros. And it's very meduyik in the Gemara that he knew about it. Doesn't say lo yada, yada, as we say. Didn't say the lashon lo yada. If I would have known about it, he knew about it. He just didn't think he had to guard the stars. The Gemara says chavra chachavra islay. You better guard your star. That's how powerful this klal is. Chavra chachavra islay. Okay. Alan, go ahead, real quick.
Why can't also say that it's two separate towns that are completely networked?
He could have. Same thing. Slav Davka. Same thing. Ir achas medina achas shnimini is like I said. Could be 50 medinas. As long as there's no war. Okay? Alright. Now we move on to the Nemuka Yosef. Okay? Let's get to the Nemuka Yosef. We've set up so far that, in fact, there are the Arises and there's the Rabbanans. But before we get to the Nemuka Yosef, we have to say over the Aliyas of the Rabbein Yonah, how he learned the Kasha. Okay? The Aliyas of the Rabbein Yonah on Daf Chof Chesem and Beis says as follows. Okay? Everyone worked on it hard inside Mefarkinen. He is commenting on what? This Rabbeinu Yonah. Mefarkinen. Chaf Chesem Ebeis or Chaf Chesem Aleph? Chaf Chesem Ebeis, excellent. We waited till now. I wanted to wait till now to do this, Rabbeinu Yonah. What does the Rabbeinu Yonah say? I want you to get this. Let's get it. He begins saying that, why is there a network? Why is there a network? The network tells you what? What does Elias and Rabbeinu Yonah say? The network tells you to be careful with what? Aliyas of the Rabbeinu Yonah tells you to be careful with the shtar. Zahir, the shtar. Be careful with your shtar. That's a little bothersome. Why? Why is it bothersome? Is that something against what we just said? Didn't we say we only picked up that concept when? On Chaf Tesem and Aleph? The Rabbeinu Yonah is already saying in Chaf Chesem and Beis. So that's interesting. I want you to note that. Okay? Oh. So he says, you better be careful. Watch your star. So I'm saying Rabbeinu Yonah already says, and Chav Chesem Beis Chavracha Islay, already what? Already was telling the guy, be careful with the star. That's against the Ritva that we just said. We didn't pick up that level of Chavracha Islay until Chav Tesem and Aleph. So how's the Rabbeinu Yonah going to answer that Kasha? Isn't it the same Kasha? I don't know. Comes out for Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems like the Gemara's repeating the Kasha. Because Gemara already knew that level of Chavracha Islay. Be careful with the star. Okay. That's one point. Oh, so we tell him, you better be careful. What about by Shura Mu'ud? Please get this. By Shura Mu'ud, there is no network. Why is there no network? We don't tell people on the Gicha Shore. Why don't we tell on shore? Why don't we tell the owner of the shore that he has a goring shore? Why don't we tell the owner that he has a goring shore? According to Rabbeinu Yona, what's the svara?
He knows.
Number one, no, he's not. How is he going to know? The nizik is going to take him to a din Torah. Nizik lokeach oto a din Torah. So there's no reason for me to tell me. Believe me, he's going to hear about it. Number one. Number two, the Aliyos and Rabbeinu Yona says, I don't want to tell him. Because if I tell him, it's going to mess him up. What do I mean it's going to mess him up? What do I mean that it's going to mess him up? Yes. When are you chayiv nezek shalom? You chayiv nezek shalom after three times that you've been taken to Beis Din three times. If you've been taken to Beis Din three times, then on the fourth time you pay nezek shalom. But if I have a shore that scored a million guys and he's never been taken to Beis Din once, then the next time I'm taken to Beis Din for a million times, the next time, million and one, that's only the second time. So why on earth would I want to tell him? Why on earth would I want to tell him and bring him to Beis Din? It's going to hurt him. It's going to mevi'oto l'nezek shalom. So therefore, I want you to get this. These are two reasons why the Rabbeinu Yonah says by shore, we do not say chavrcha, chavrcha islay. Number one is we don't have to. The nizik's going to tell him. Number two, there's no reason why I want to have that told to him. Because there's no reason I want to have it told to him. Because the bottom line is that I don't want to tell him. Because it's going to make him chayiv more and more money. Oh, then the Rabbeinu Yonah continues. Okay, let's just get it. Then he quotes a Yesh Beforshim. What's the Yesh Beforshim say? What's the Yesh Beforshim say? The Yesh Beforshim says as follows. What's chavrcha chavrcha islay? That the Marakama is very angry. He's motzi laz. This man is a ganav. He's a goslin. Yesh Beforshim says laz al karka. Laz al karka. He's motzi laz. And whenever there's a... Who's going to be promulgating this slander? It's not slander. He thinks it's the truth. Who's going to promulgate it? The Marakama. He's going to tell A, B, C, pass it on, phone met, telephone game, that this guy's squatting on my land. He's a goslin. So we're saying laz al karka, whereas the shore case, Achain, be sure there's no laz. He hasn't done anything wrong. He doesn't know his shore damaged. Achain Bashur ain't laz, so that's why you don't say chavar chachar isle by what? By shore. Achain Bashur ain't laz. Oh. So that's very interesting. That's the Yesh Beforshim. Then the Aliyos of the Rabbeinu Yonah continues, and he says he thinks this Yesh Beforshim is wrong. Why? I want you to chop this. Why does he say it's wrong? Because there's a Gemara later on, a Daf Lamed Hey, that says as follows. If I lend someone money, a malva to a lova, and I want a mashkon. Does everyone know what a mashkon is? Collateral. What's the collateral? I can squat on his land. And what does the Gemara say? That if he protests my squatting on the land, he can protest shelo b'funav. Okay? He can protest and say, I'm not the owner. I'm just a person that's holding it as collateral. Right? Kind? And a machash shelo b'funav works. Asks the Rabbeinu Yonah, if it's all an issue of laws, there's no laws here. There's no laws here. If the whole notion of machash shelo b'funav is good, machash shelo b'funav is mo'il, because of laws, then why in the case of the loan is it also good shelo b'funav? He should have to come to my face. He should have to come to me. There's no laws. What do you mean I lent him money? So if he wants to register on machal, he should come in front of my face. And the Gemara says, machal shelo b'funav is considered to be good. Alamed heyem ebeis. Machal shelo b'funav is good even in that case. But it's all based on promulgation of laws. There's no laws in the Havah case. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbeinu Yonah shoel alav me Havah, from the case of Havah. That's the case of Mashkanta. Mashkanta means a Havah. Therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says, I argue on the laws theory. You follow me, Shmuel? Because the halacha should be, you should need b'funav. Oh. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah adds on the Rif Shita. The Rif has an amazing sheet on Daf Lamed Ches. That what must the protest David consist of? That number one, you're a what? You're a Goslin. And number two, I'm going to what? Take you tomorrow to a Din Torah. That's what the Rif says. Rabbeinu Yoel Shoal of Melva, and then he says, he quotes the Rif, that you're a Goslin, Ata Goslin, V'lokeach otcha v'ani, lokeach otcha l'din Torah machar. You must incorporate that in your machal, otherwise not a good machal. And he asks on that, the Rabbeinu Yonah, if it's all a base, if it's all an issue of what? It's all an issue of laws, then what? If it's all an issue of laws, then why do you have to have this added statement, I'm going to take you to a din Torah to machar? Why does it have to be included? Okay? So the Rif also doesn't go with this concept of laws. He points out. Beautiful. The gam lolo mala pirish argon shemacham oel atzad machar. What does it have to do with laws? If it's an issue of laws, then all you should need, Michael, is to say you're a Goslin. Why do you have to add the statement, I'm going to take you to din Torah machar? So, you got that? So the Rabbeinu Yonah, lock, stock, and barrel is Masber the Gemara and Daf Kof Ches. So this is how he analyzes Rishon. We really got to work on it. Okay? Number one, you see that he's commenting on Kof Ches and Beis, and he put in that concept of being careful with your star. That's against the Ritva, we said. Because the Ritva said we only picked up on that level when? On Kof Ches and Alf, right? That's number one. Number two, he says, the difference between Shor and the difference between what? The difference between the cats of Shuramud and Kark is as follows. You don't say Chavarcha Islay by Shur, because by the Nizik's gonna take him to Din Torah anyway. And number two is that I don't wanna pass on the message. Because it's bad for him. So we don't want to do Chavarcha Islay. We're not bad people, we don't want to hurt him. Then he quotes the Yesh Meforshim that the whole notion is based on Laz. Laz you have by Kark, because he thinks the guy's a Ganef, so he's gonna promulgate that concept. Whereas by Shur Amud, he did nothing wrong, so there's not going to be a concept of Chavarcha, there's no lots. He asks on that by saying, what do you mean? The case of Hava says the din is Shalom B'Fanav is also good. Why is Shalom B'Fanav good? There's no case of Laz there. The Malva did him a favor. So he should have to be Mochin B'Fanav. But the din is B'Chav Shalom B'Fanav is always good. And therefore the Rabbeinu Yonah goes ahead and says, I don't like this Pshat of Laz. Look at the Rif. The Rif has nothing to do with Laz. If it was Laz, it should be Atah Gazlan, should be enough. Why does he even incorporate, I'm going to take you tomorrow to a Din Torah? That's lock and stock barrel, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, I want to just add on, get down in your notes. How would you define the Rif? I was thinking yesterday, someone fill in the blank for me. According to the Ramban, how did we formulate the Ramban yesterday? That what? What did the Ramban say? That you have to make a statement that I am the what? The owner. If you want to make sure that statement's serious, what would be the best way to say it? Number one, you're a gossip. Number two, I'm going to take you to Din Torah tomorrow. Anyone can call anyone a gossip. But if you say tomorrow, I'm going to take you to Din Torah, it shows it's real serious. You follow me? So I'm saying the Rif, I want you to get down. I think we can answer the Rif by saying, yes, he holds like the Ramban, and the claim's got to be a serious claim. And a serious claim means you're a gossip, and tomorrow I'm taking you to a Din Torah. So I think we could say that the Rif might hold like the Ramban. He might not buy the theory of laws. You're right. But you know what? He holds a different concept. And that different concept is to make a proactive claim that I'm the owner. And if I'm the owner, I mean you're a Gazan. Number two, I'm going to take you to the interior. So this is the pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? Shmuel, go ahead.
So just based on the case with the loan.
Yes?
Is there like a network by a loan?
There's no network by the loan because he did nothing wrong. There's no laws.
But then people don't know that he's squatting on the land because
that's why the halacha should be that you should have to protest in front of him.
No, but it's full of fun if there will.
No, laws is coming from something you did wrong. The Malva did nothing wrong.
People won't know that he's squatting on the land because it's collateral. People will assume that.
That's exactly the point. And therefore, if you want to register a machal, you should do it b'fana. But the halacha is not that way.
Right, but if it was shalom b'fana, then there would be laws also.
No, the point is, Laz is when you did something wrong. You did nothing wrong in the loan case. Laz is the generating point why we hold Machash Alobafanav Havya Machah. That generates Chavar Chav Islay, because there's a Laz. And the guy did something wrong. So the guy was hurt, it's going to smash him. And spread the word. You understand what I'm saying? But Hava, you don't have that. So the Halacha should be you need the Fanav. And it's not Bafana. Shalom Bafana is even good. So that's why he says La's theory is wrong. And what's the theory? The first theory that he said. The first theory is that we spread the word that he should guard a shtar. That's it. You better be on warning because someone's coming after you for proof of purchase. That's all. It has nothing to do with La's. He didn't generate it at all, the Marakama. People are friendly. People don't want to see the squatter messed over. So they're going to say, he's going to be after you. You better look for a proof of purchase. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah says it means. Zahir b'shtarosav. Be careful of your star. It wasn't generated by the Marakama. Marakama's not... I'm glad he asked me that. There are really two different perspectives to Chavra Chachavra Islay. Right? Is it generated... The Yesh B'forsh says it's generated by the Marakama. You follow me? It's generated by the Marakama. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not generated by the Marakama. It's generated by guys on the public. The guys don't want to see the squatter messed over. You heard him say that's a good important thing to put down, I think. There's Chavra Chachav Islay, according to the Yesh B'forsh, it comes from the Marakama. He's the one who generates it. He's being motzi laz on the guy. You did a bad thing. You squatted on my land. That's why people are going to talk about it a lot. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it has nothing to do with the Marakama. People are going to see the squatter is going to get messed over, so they're going to spread the word. Hey, this guy made a protest. You better have your star on hand for proof of purchase. Okay? So that's a very fundamental difference to how we view what this machal. These two different perspectives you're showing. Okay? All right. Yeah, go ahead, Ron. Real quick. Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
The second reason, if you tell him that he would be more high, and he would become high more and more.
Yes.
Doesn't that just defeat the whole purpose of Shor Mu'ud? It's just going to cause the Shor to keep goring people.
Yeah, one of the guys asked me that in Seder. I mean, don't we care about the Shor's like a reckless Shor and people are... So that's a good point. It is a good point. So I think, let's assume we're not talking about people getting killed. Property's getting damaged. But you'll tell me, isn't that bad enough? Isn't that bad enough? You know what I think? It's a good point. It's a very good point. In other words, Ron's asking, and someone asked me that in Seder, I forgot who. Now, how do you have the second approach? Maybe we're worried about him. Meanwhile, his shore is going to go around damaging and messing up people's property. Or, you know, isn't that a concern? What's your response to that? It's a good point, Rob. Yeah, go ahead, Yitzi.
There's no like mitzvah to get rid of all. Like it's not like a mullet where you have to destroy.
Right. Okay. There is an issur in Bava Kama. You're not allowed to raise a bad dog, right? Legal kelav rab zoch beso. I was going to say something like Yitzi said. You know, you don't have to be the guy. That's basically what you're saying, right? You don't have to be the guy that you know. Like you don't have to be the fellow that tells the you know okay you know
everybody else says that.
What'd you say?
Every person can see that.
I mean everyone. So Zach says that's ridiculous. Also, everyone has that attitude. My response is that there's a difference between guys getting killed and property getting damaged. Okay, it's property. If guys getting killed, all right, you got to do it. We give it the shore stoning. But if property is getting damaged, okay. Yeah, Shmuel, what do you want to say? But what Ron's asking is, but the Nizik doesn't really care about everyone else, he only cares about himself. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about a concern, isn't he a public danger? So I don't really have a good answer for that, unless you have an answer that property really don't care about as much. We're not talking about where guys getting killed. Guys getting killed, okay, we do it, because we stone the shore, right? We stone the shore in the first time. Property's property. I think that's the answer you got to say. Okay? I think that's the answer you say, but it's a good, very excellent question. Very excellent question. Okay? Yeah, Zevi, go ahead.
According to the second answer, we have to know.
Yes?
Why? Who said that necessarily that him telling the owner is going to bring him to the basin?
We assume that what?
Isn't the person who's getting the not.
No, Shim Yodiyuhu means we tell Basin. We tell Basin, yeah. We're telling Basin, so it's gonna tell Basin. So we're gonna mess him up. So I mean, it's a good point when everyone's bothered, but I think that's what you gotta say. Let me think about it more. Yeah, go ahead, Yitzi.
I think by the fact we said if Shore kills someone, so you don't need three times that it's Chayav Misa, right?
Right, right.
If it only damages something, so obviously it's not that chummer that we even have to wait to the third time.
Right, we're talking about damages, you're saying.
You have to wait for three times to really do it, so obviously we're not so hummer.
We're not talking about killing people, we're talking about damages. I think that's the answer. We're talking about the end. Okay, your car gets messed up. Okay, it's only a car, right? It's only a car. It's only momentous. What'd you say?
That changes the number. Then the number is not really going to be 3 anymore.
Yeah. No, it is 3. When you take into a Beis Din, when is the responsibility on the Bala Bus to watch it?
3 times when the guy actually.
No, obviously we care about property to the degree of half damages, full damages, wrong, but not to the degree that I have to be the guy that pins it on him. That's what we have to say. Okay? All right, very good. Now let's go to the Muki Yosef. Let's go. Everyone turn to the Muki Yosef. In the back, in the top of the Arif, it's Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Does everyone have Oz Vahadar? Who doesn't have Oz Vahadar? What daf is in the regular? You don't know? What daf was it in the regular? What'd you say? Yudalad Amud Aleph. Top of the Arif. Let's see inside. Nimuka Yosef, okay? This is going to bring us, this brings us to the following, okay? Let's bring this to the following. We had yesterday formulations, the Yeraisa, the Rabban Yesh Beforshim. We had formulations. Who said the Rabbanon? The Rosh. Who else we had at the first day of the Zman? Who else did we say was the Rabbanon? I know, it was the first day, second day. Rashi, what Masechta? Ksubis, very good. Yitzayim Beis said Tiknu Chachamim. Okay? So here we're going to find a steer in the Rabban Yonah, in the Rabnukios. Mamash is steer. Shmuel, go ahead. Okay? You have it? Who has it on the doctor? Who has it on the spot? You have Shmuel? Go ahead. Let's go. Read the first paragraph. Tfei lo mizdare. Let's go. Go ahead.
Tfei lo mizdare. Ki sabra lo ya'ar alav adam od adamod. Kevan she'afal yomoshanim be'shofi.
What's shofi? Consecutively? Go ahead.
Velo araro. Aravo. Lepisha da'as ha'olam kin.
Oh, underline that. He says black on white, tiktu chachamim. Go to the next paragraph. Not elamiyat, to the next diramasko. Go ahead. Actually, let's go to Kosov Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah? Okay, do el. Damrele chavar chachamra yislei. Go ahead. Klomar. I've complained about this guy many times. Kovelman's complained. Go ahead. EF, sure. Shamat. It's impossible you didn't hear it. Shaderech. Everyone talks about till it gets to your ears. Go ahead. The Kaven. Yeah, since you have no star, you're bogus. You never had a star in this land. Go ahead. Zeh. She'im hayalacha. Excellent. If you would have had it, you'd been careful. Go ahead. Now this is the from the Rabbeinu Yonah on Chavtesim Beis Dermasko El Amarava. Okay? We saw 2 Rabbeinu Yonahs. The next one is El Amarava. Go ahead.
Because of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Saul Shahu no de no de Bivadai She'im
Shalosh Shama Hamachzik. Even if we know for sure that what? That the squatter didn't hear about the protest. Go ahead. Kigon. L'shum Adam. That the Eidim Mecha testified they didn't say it over to anybody. Afilu Hachi. Excellent. The Chazaka is not a good Chazaka. Go ahead. Because the Marakama can protest and say, Lo, Litroch. I don't have to go in front of the guy as long as I open my mouth and register a protest. Kidei. I don't have to go in front of his face. Go ahead, Lefi. Yeah, I relied on a network. Go ahead. Now the Nemuki Yosef comments on the Rabbeinu Yonah. So what's the Pesach of Rabbeinu Yonah? That what? If the Eidim say we didn't give it over, is there still a good Macha, Ariel? Yes. Why? Because there's a network. And the Marakama said, I made my protest. I thought the network would get to it. I did my job. Now who said the same halacha yesterday? The Rosh. Excellent. However, read the Svara. Go ahead, Nemuki Yosef.
Ella.
Oh, the only guy the squatter gets the land is because why? Because the Marakama should have protested and he didn't protest, so Amrinan. So we assume that for sure he bought it. But in our case, since he did open his mouth and register a protest, he doesn't have to trouble and do it in his face. Then we don't say it was what? It was bought. We got it? Now, did he say the same thing as the rush or not? The halacha is the same. That if the Edom say they didn't what? Pass it over? It's still a good protest, David. But did he just say the same thing as the rush? What did the rush say? How did the rush formulate it? You know what the rush said? Kevin Shemicha Kemaimer Chachamim. I want you to get down. There's a fundamental difference between the Nemuki Yosef's Hesber of the Rabbein Yonah and the Rush's Hesber of Rabbein Yonah. Let's get it down. According to the Nemuki Yosef's shot of the Rabbein Yonah, it's because he did a what? He was Moicha. He was Moicha. He wasn't quiet. Lo Shasak. He was not quiet. According to the Rush's shot, he did Kemaimer Chachamim. What is Kemaimer Chachamim? He did what the Chachamim asked of him. And what did the Chachamim ask of him? The Chachamim asked of him that he should what? That he should what? He should make a what? He should make a complaint. Okay? Mishum Shekiyim Tekanis Chachamim Limkos. He was Mekayim Tekanis Chachamim Limkos. Does everyone hear the difference? According to the Rosh, through and through, Cheskes Gimel Shanim is Derabanan, a Takana Sechamim. He opened his mouth, he made a Takana, finished. He made register a protest, finished, it's good. Mekayim Takana Sechamim Limchos. He did what he was told by the Chum, that's it. According to the Muki Yosef, is this Mashmah D'Oraisa or not? What do you say? Yes. Who is this Svar of the Nuki Yosef remind you of yesterday? Who does this Svar of the Nuki Yosef remind you of? I can't hear you. Yesh Meforshim and the Ramban. Right? The Nuki Yosef here reminds you of what? The Nuki Yosef of the Ramban and the Yesh Meforshim. That it's a D'Oraisa concept. So what do you have? You have a steer in the Nuki Yosef. He started off saying, Shmuel, you read very nicely. Then Cheska Shalashanim is the Rabbanan. Then he ends off saying a svar that's the Raisa. Who asked this kasha? The Stipler asked this kasha. The Stipler Gon asked this kasha. To Stira Meneu Bein and Muki Yosef. He starts off saying that Cheska Shalashanim is the Rabbanan. And then he turns around and says that it's the Raisa. And we're highlighting it by saying the Rosh who holds the Rabbanan through and through says that as long as you issue a protest, I don't care if the Edom say they didn't pass it down. As long as you did Kemaimer Chachamim, you did your job. So the rush holds through and through, it's the Rabbanan. But the way the Muki Yosef ends it off, he starts saying it's the Raisa. Ubahaschawa, the Muki Yosef in the beginning, Bahaschawa says it's the Rabbanan. So it's a stira. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? One second. So we have to suggest as follows. I want you to get this. Even those Rishonim that claim that Cheskes Shaloshanim is a Takanas Chachamim, they have to hold its D'Oraisa. They must. Meaning once the Rabbanan instituted that three is the magic number, three is the magic number to squat on the land, but once you've squatted on the land and there is no proof, there is no protesting, that's a proof midiraisa. You understand what I'm saying? The Rabbanan set up the parameters of a din diraisa. I'll give you an example, okay? I'll give you an example. Mitzvah of eating matzah on Lel Seder. What manner must you eat the matzah? Haseba. Mitzvah of eating matzah is diraisa. The mitzvah of haseba is what? The Rabbanan, it was one of the rabbinic takanas of expressing cheres. Right? The Rush holds that if you eat matzah without a seba, you're not yotze, even midiraisa. Because the Rabbanan have the power invested in them to tell you how to fulfill a midiraisa to the degree if you don't do it, you're not yotze even on a level diraisa. In a similar vein, The Rabbanan said the magic number is three. But in that number of three, if the Marakama has not protested and he's silent, that's a slam dunk raya on a level of Yeraisa that it's yours. You understand what I'm saying? The Rabbanan got it moving with the number three. But Michael, once they got it moving with the number three, the proof is to the pudding that if the guy is silent, it's a Dindi Raisa. Okay? So that's how we want to answer this to Muki Yosef. Granted, the Takana was three. And that's what he says in the beginning. What was the Lashon Shmuel? The number was the rabbinic takana. But within that three, if the guy is silent, that has strength of being midiraisa. That has strength of raya being on a level diraisa. Okay? So that's the beer that we want to suggest in the Nemuki Yosef. When he started off saying it's a takana schachamim, and then he ends off saying with the svar diraisa. That's the beer Nemuki Yosef. And the truth of the matter is, even though the Rosh and the Rambam say that what they say is the Rabbanon, there is a Gemara, and I want you to get this, very important, that seemingly says that it is in fact the Din D'Oraisa. What's the Gemara? Yes, you want to just hand me a Gemara in Gittin? The Gemara in Gittin states as follows. Thank you. If a man gives a get to his wife, and his wife, I want you to get the case, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chav Dalad Sif Hei. If a man gives a get to his wife, and it was written on an Eved, mamish on the hand of an Eved Knaini, like our Mishnah said, Cheska Shalashanim, if she had that Eved for 3 years, it's a Din D'Oraisa. The get is considered to be a good get. It's a Chazaka, and it's a good get. Now, Ariel, is it get D'Oraisa or Midrabanan? Of course D'Oraisa. That's a Beferish Gemara. Beferish Gemara, it seems, in Gittin and Chaf Amud Beis, Mamish. I didn't give it to Namar Makomas, I should have. You look it up over the weekend. And Chaf Amud Beis, Beferish. It says that if she has the Eved for 3 years, it's a Chazaka, it's hers, and it's quoted in Hilchos Gittin. Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Hei. Amazing, the Ramah says. Amazing psak. Isn't that a slam dunk raya? That Cheskes Gimel Shanim is what? Is the Raisa? So what's the pshat? How could anyone say it's the Rabbanan? The answer is, they gave you the magic number. But within that magic number, the raya is definitely the Raisa. So we're suggesting that in the Muki Yosef. And you know what? Let's suggest that in any Rishon that says it's a takanas chachamim through and through. Because the truth of the matter is, what do you do with that din? She can walk away, we can assume she's divorced. Any man can marry her, except, of course, a kohen. It must be taking the premise that the cheskes gimel shanim, the number's the rabbanan, but the raya is, in fact, midiraisa. In fact, the ksos that we had yesterday, it said, oh, the rush is the rabbanan, and the rabbanan, I don't know what you're going to do with this din. It's a peladik din. The Ksos doesn't even deal with this din. So I want to just elaborate on this din, and then we got to go to the sugya of stalkin. Then we got to go to the sugya of stalkin, and then we got to go to the parsha, and then we got to do riku for yitzi. Okay, so let's move on this. Okay, the chelkus mechokek on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Shmuel and Sifkat and Yudches state as follows. The Beis Yosef asked the following kasha. The Beis Yosef, Reb Yosef Karo, asked the following kasha. What's the kasha that he asks on this psak of the get is a good get? How on earth could the woman ever have a chazaka on the property of her husband? This Eved was once the Eved of who? Her husband. For the last 3 years, it's been her Eved. We assume it's hers. The get was dated 3 years earlier. She's had this, no problem, we assume it's hers. It's a good get. Again, we got the case. The date was, get was dated 3 years earlier. She's been around this get. She's been around this Eved for 3 years. We're 3 years from that day, No problem. She comes with a get. We assume she's divorcing. Cheska Shaloshanim is a Dindi Raisa. We assume she's divorced. Asks the Chelkis Mechokik and the Beis Shmuel and the side of Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef asks, what do you mean? Maybe the husband, a woman can never attain a chazaka on the property of her husband. Maybe he hasn't said a word to her at all because it's his wife. Because it's his wife. You hear the kasha? How can the woman, a woman cannot get a chazaka at all, b'nichse b'ayla. A woman cannot attain a chazaka at all with the property of her husband. Why not? Because the Baal's not makbid on his wife using his stuff. So therefore he's not makbid if the woman holds the stuff. That's why he doesn't protesting. How can you tell me? How can you prove to me that this is her evid? Maybe the Baal never issued a protest because it was his wife. He wasn't makbid on his wife using his stuff. That's the kasha. Does everyone got that? How can we assume that it's hers? How do we assume that it's hers? That she can walk away into divorce. Maybe it's the guys. And the reason why he didn't protest because it was his wife. What's the terrors? Everyone hear the kasha, Michael? You got the kasha? We're assuming that it's the woman's evid. How can you assume it's the woman's evid? Maybe the reason why he didn't protest, it really was the husband's evid. He didn't protest because he lets his wife use his stuff. You hear that? That's the kasha of the Chalkas Mechokik and Beis Shmuel. How can you assume for sure, Eli, you got me? How can you assume for sure that it's what? That it's hers. Maybe it's the husband's. So the answer is, says the Beis Yosef, the following phrase. Omakdim inish puranase lenafshe. Puranuse lenafshe. No man writes a get and leaves it around. If a guy has decided to divorce his wife, he writes up the get and he gives it to her. He doesn't keep it in his pocket. The Gemara says he's getting it because of Manalf. Because it's a sign of calamity, a get. If you've made the decision, go with it and do it already. If you've made the decision, you're going to go with it. And that kash is assuming that he happened to write a get on the Evid's hand and he is what hasn't given her the get. It's really the husband's property. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says, we never say that. And therefore, if he wanted to divorce the wife with this get, he would have been mochev to his wife, and he would have protested, and would say, listen, don't you dare touch that evid. That's my evid. That's my evid. And he would have what? He would have wanted the get written on an evid, and it would have been what? It would have been his evid. You follow what I'm saying? You see, what we're suggesting is that the kasha was suggesting is that he really what? It's really his evid. And really the get's been, hasn't been given yet. And he's just waiting around with the evid. We never assume that. Lo makdim puranas it lenafshe. And therefore we assume that what? It's her evid and she was divorced 3 years ago. And it's cheskes shaloshanim. Okay? That's what we assume. That's what the Beis Yosef holds. Now, two more points we must add on to this. And that is as follows. The Taz asks on the Beis Yosef. He says, I don't understand. Here we're choshish that what? He wrote the get, he wanted to divorce her, and he changed his mind. And he doesn't want to divorce her. Therefore, you have no raya that she's muchzek is ve'evid. Because the woman has no chazaka v'nichzei b'ayla. Here, though, that's not the case. Here, it's not shaykh to say lomakdim nish purnos l'nafshe. Here, he wants to divorce her. When he wants to divorce her, he wouldn't delay a moment. Here, Rechoshish, maybe he what? Maybe he regretted the fact, and he did not want to divorce her. Maybe he was guilty. He was guilty, and he didn't want to divorce her. He changed his mind, and he didn't want to divorce her. So the Taz asks in the Beis Yosef, here, Rechoshish, that he wanted to divorce her, and he wrote the get on the Evid, and then he changed his mind. He didn't want to divorce her. Right? It's not shaykh to say, lo mak diminish purunasa l'nafshe. You only say that where he wants to divorce her, he won't delay. But here we're choshish that he changed his mind. He changed his mind, he didn't want to divorce her. If he changed his mind and he didn't want to divorce her, then you can't say Lamak diminish Pornos Lashik. When is this statement said, Lamak diminish Pornos Lashik? What it means is, if a guy's made a decision to divorce his wife, he's going to go ahead and do it. He's not going to delay. Here he's Taka change his mind. Here we're Taka Choshish that what? That maybe he's changed his mind. He didn't want to divorce her. So don't utilize Lamak diminish Pornos Lashik. So that's a kasha that the Taz has on the Beis Yosef. Okay? That's a kasha that Taz has on the Beis Yosef. You follow me? He's decided to divorce her. He's going to do it. He's not going to delay. Here we're choshish that he's changed his mind and doesn't want to divorce her. So you can't invoke Lomak diminish Purnus and Afshe. Okay. And one more point on this. The Imre Moshe says, we discussed this at great length, in order to have a get, you need Edus Lekumi Adover, right? Without Edim, you can't have Kedushin or you cannot have a get. They are the quintessential part of a get and Kedushin. Without Edim, it's nothing. If I lend a guy money in Vini Mominus, do I need Edim? No, it's a good idea to have Edim. Edus Lekumi Adover for Gittin, the Kedushin. For Halva, what do I need? They're Edim Levuri Adover. I don't need Edim. If I lend my friend money, it's a good idea I get Edim. But if I lend him $100,000 with no Edim, he still owes me the money. The transaction still gets off the ground, without a doubt. The Edim are not quintessential, right? Only by Gittin the Kedushin are they quintessential. So in our case, where are the Edus Lekiyumi Adover? Asks the Imre Moshe. Bisman the Gerushin, we don't know if there were Edim. So he answers, we assume that Bisman Gerushin, there were Edim Asira that saw the get. We just don't know because they haven't come in front of us yet. We don't know. We assume that after 3 years that this evidence been by the woman, the get's a good get. So we assume after 3 years the get is a good get. Even though we don't know they're Edim, we assume they're Edim after 3 years because this evidence has been with the woman. So for the get was dated 3 years ago. But when do we assume she's a divorcee? From 3 years from this date. We don't know if they're Edim. We assume they're Edim. She's holding the get. We assume that they're Edim there. No problem at all. Okay? That's what the Imre Moshe writes. So the upshot being from this, what I want you to get, the upshot being is that it's very hard to say that it's purely through and through a Takanas Chachamim because of this Gemara by get. So how do you fix it? You say the Rabbanan put in the number 3, but once you have that number 3, the raya that the guy was silent is a raya midiraisa. And it works. And this allows the woman to get divorced. And that's this whole mahalach. That's this whole mahalach that she's considered divorced. And the Ramah quotes at Ludin and Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef asks, how could it be? Maybe it's really his evidence and he was not makbid. The answer is, lo makbid munur pronosal anafshe. He would never have the get around. So therefore, if he never would have the get around, you can assume that what? You could assume that he would have been mocha. If it really was a get, his get, that he wrote on the Evid, that it was his Evid, he would have been mocha. Don't you dare touch my Evid, he says to his wife. So it must be that it's really what? It really was her Evid. Problem with that is, Lamak Mish Purusha is used only in a case where what? Where you've decided to divorce her and you're not going to delay a moment. Here, we're afraid that maybe he's changed his mind. And the get was just what? Written on the Evid's hand and he never gave it to her. And it was his Evid. And he never gave it to her. Never gave the Evid to her. The whole time it was his Evid. So you're utilizing Lomak Diminish Pronos wrongly. And don't worry about that the fact they're Edim. We assume they're Edim at the end of the 3 years. So this is a critical din. Really is critical. It's Tosis and Gittin on Chafam and Beis Dibra Maskel Tashma. And it's quoted Ladina and Shulchan Aruch. Remember, Eli, we saw it, right? In Hilchos Evin Ezer. Yes, go ahead here.
Is the get chal retroactively after 3 years?
Like yes, the get will be chal lemafreya. That's correct.
So if she would have bia during those 3 years, it would be hsh.
That's correct. The get is chal lemafreya from the date of the get. That's correct. We would not tell her to do that, right? But if she did, she would be considered a divorcee. That's correct. Well said. Okay.
So we would let her, let's say...
No, of course we would never let her because maybe the guy would be mochet, right? But Ilamafreya would be a good get. That's correct. There was no protest. Okay. Very good. Let's now move quickly to the sugya of stalking. Okay? Let's get this. The reason why I want to see is because in the Masechta, and it's right before Rosh Hashanah, there is a Gemara on Daf Yudam, and I'll take a quick look, where the Gemara has a very important thing. The Gemara says there are 10 hard things in the world. 10 Dvarim Kashim in the world. Gemara has this unbelievable line. And the Gemara says, there are 10 hard things that are created in the world. Mountains, iron. Gemara says, Tanya Reb Yudah Amar Gedol Tzedakah Shemekarev Zagula. Tzedakah is great, it brings the Geula. And the Gemara says there are 10 hard things, mountains, iron, clouds. You know what saves you off from everything? Misa is the worst of all of them, but you know what saves you from Misa? Tzedakah. Matzelis mina Misa. Tzedakah matzelis mina Misa. That's why we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, no? Fila, tzedakah, Uchuva, Ma'avir Nisro HaGzeira. Stuck is Tatzel Mimavis. Amazing thing. And the Gemara says in the bottom line of Yudam and Alf, I gave it to you, that Stucka saves you from two types of Mises. It saves you from the din of Gehenna, and it saves you from a Misa Mishuna, a strange death. And the Gemara says in the top of Yudam and Beis, I want you to see it, what's the best type of Stucka to give? What's the best type of stucker that gives that saves you from everything? Which one? Anonymous. You don't know who you're giving to, and the recipient did not know who gave it to you. That's what it says in the top of Yudam and Beis. And the Gemara says, well, what's the best venue to do that? Give it to the Pushka. Because if you put it in the Pushka, no one's going to what? No one's going to know who gave it, and the guy who gave it's not going to know who received it. Okay? And the Gemara says, but we only have stucca that's collected by two guys, David. What's the Gemara's answer? But if you're on the level of who? Reb Chananya ben Trudyon, the Gemara says in Yudam and Beis, then it's good to give it to a pushka, to a person on that high madrega that gives out the stucca. Okay? So that sets the stage for us that stucca is beautiful. It saves you from Misa. Always tremendous to give stock. Now let's turn to Chesamid Beis. Okay? What does it say in Chesamid Beis? What does the Gemara say in Chesamid Beis? David, read the Gemara there. On Chesamid Beis. Let's see the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead. Maisra Rusa. The Gemara said it's an authority. It's a position of authority to be a collector of tzedakah and to be giving out the stucker. Go ahead. Oh, you can take away, seize property from a guy who made a pledge on stucker. Go ahead. Vafilu? Even on Erev Shabbos, the people can make an excuse, Rashi says, that they're busy. I don't care if you're busy. You made a pledge, we extract the money. Go ahead. Oh, but it says what? Hashem punishes the people that oppress other people. So it seems like it's a bad thing. Go ahead, V'amar. Even at a Gabbai Tzedakah who's oppressing other people, it's a terrible thing. So how could you do such a thing? Go ahead. If you're a rich guy, then what? No problem. You can oppress them. If it's not a rich guy, then it's us to oppress them. Okay? You know what the word Amid literally means? Estimate. Why does it mean rich? Because rich guys are always having their money estimated. So you're worth $10 billion, so you're worth $50 billion. A pauper, no one estimates how much they're worth, right? That's why the word Amid always means rich. Go ahead. Kihada what? Oh, and Rava forced Rav Nasi bar Ami to be good on his pledge, and he took away 400 zoos of stucca. Amazing, Gemara. Amazing. Oh, you could be masking on stucca. Zok Taisus, David. Go ahead. Achved Rav Nosson. Chulin Daf Kuf Yud. Go ahead. Ksuva Besida. Oh, please get this. The Gemara has a rule in Chulin Kuf Yudim and Beis. Any mitzvah essay where the Torah delineates reward explicitly, like Kibbut Avim, you live a long life. Like Shiluach Haken, you live a long life. Like Vaitstaki, you'll be blessed. Beis Din cannot punish you on this earth. So how could Rava do what he did? How could Rava do what he did? What does Rashi and Chulin say the beer for that klal is? What's the beer for that klal? Why can't Beis Din punish you for the Torah delineated reward? Why not? Go ahead.
The punishment is not getting the
schar. Excellent, Daniel. Rashi says in Chulin Kuf Yudim and Beis, the punishment is itself not getting the reward. So since you're punished already, Beis Din won't step in. You got that? That's Tosis Kasha. So we're going to say outside because we don't have time. I hope you saw it inside. Tosis gives four terutzim. Number one. Let's go. Number one is, they didn't punch anyone. They didn't extract anyone physically the money. You know what they did? They did it bidvarim. He only just convinced them with words. Okay, that's not a real kfiyah. No big deal. He just kept saying musr, musr, musr. That's no big deal. That's not considered kfiyah. Number one. What's the second teretz? Stuck is special because there's a what? There's a lav. Actually, before that, what was the second teretz? They had a tanai. I'm going to get that down. The community made a tanai that anyone who reneges on a pledge can be forced by Beis Din. You can make your own tanai in your town. Make your own rule. That's the second teretz. Third teretz. Stuck is a what? Not just an essay, but also a what? A lav. Don't close your fist. Lo tikpots biyadcha. What does it say? The feirish. Lo tametz lavavcha. If there's a lav, not just an essay, then the halacha is that what? That you could be kofa. We're only talking about a pure essay. What's the fourth teretz? What's the fourth teretz? This is also a beautiful teretz that what? That Beis Din is not obligated, but what is Beis Din obligated? Beis Din not forced to, but if they want, they can. Beis Din Yachol. That's the fourth teretz. Beis Din Yachol. Beis Din wants, they can force. They're not mechuyev to force. But if they want, they can. And that was the case by Kibud Avim, the Gemara has. There was a guy who was disrespectful to his father, and they tied him up on a post. Because that Beis Din wanted to. They're not mechuyev to, but they wanted to. The last answer you want to give is from the Rav Zatzal. The last answer is from the Rav Zatzal. And the last answer is based on the Rambam Pirik Zayin and Pirik Tes and Hilchos Matnas Sanim. What does the Rambam say in Pirik Zayin and Pirik Tes? In Pirik Zayin, he says an individual must give staka. An individual must give staka. And what does he say in Pirik Tes, Halach Aleph and Hilchos Matnas Sanim? That a city must give staka. There's a Chovas HaYachid, the Rav said, and a Chovas HaTzibor to give staka. Chovas HaYachid and a Chovas HaTzibor to give staka. And there are two parshas in the Chumash. What are the two parshas in the Chumash? Parshas Bahar, Gir V'Toshav, Chazak Dimach, and where's the mitzvah of Yachid of Etztaka? Parshas Re'eh. And the Rav said, you know what our Gemara is talking about? The Chovas HaTzibor. A Chovas HaYachid, you can't force a guy. But the communal responsibility to give staka, you certainly can be kofa. That was the Rav's answer. The only problem with that Rambam is that the Rambam quotes the wrong pasuk. Perek Zion, when he talks about the individual chiv of Givstaka, he quotes the pasuk where? In Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar is the parsha of the Chovas HaWat? Chovas HaTzibor. Parshas Bahar is the Chovas HaTzibor. He should have quoted the pasuk in Parshas what? Parshas Re'eh. That's a little bit of a difficulty in the Rav's pshat. But that's the chiddush that the Rav wanted to say to answer Tosis Kasha. That there are two parts of staka, you could be kaifa. Okay, let's close with Chumash. And then we do the recoup.